Hello, my little piggies. Welcome back to I Am A Bit Of An Expert, a Peppa Pig podcast. I'm your host, Josh Chapman, and joining me down the line, the other half of the show, it's Matt Frost. How you go, mate?
Good evening, Josh. No gag this week. Since
after I completely bombed it last time. Yeah, the production meeting was held in between, and we did the review, as you do. And,
yeah, we watched the tape.
We watched the tape, and somebody wasn't really as switched on as they should have been, so it was like, maybe it's best if we don't go too cryptic at the start, because clearly somebody's not smart enough to pick up what was going on.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's all right. We stay in our box, stay in our lane.
Well, how can we stay in our lane? You know, once you've seen the lights of Paris, how can you go back to the farm? And I think...
Yep.
We were really blessed with an amazing episode last week, and I'm pretty confident this one's got a very lot to offer too. I'm really looking forward to getting into this one, and I mean the title itself. I mean, anytime you see Grampy Rabbit's Boatyard, it does sort of tickle the imagination.
Oh, absolutely, and I'm reminded of the saying: if I hadn't seen such riches, I could live with being poor. But we've seen the riches now, and this is another. It's just an embarrassment of riches now at this point.
Yeah, it is. It absolutely is. And we always like it when it gets into grumpy old men arguing, or grumpy old pigs and animals arguing amongst themselves. Yeah. Sort of grumpy curmudgeons. Always sort of tickles the fancy. I think as you get older, as we do, I think you can sort of see a clearer path to that, and also more justified as well. I think when you're in your 20s, you're just like, oh, I'd never be that grumpy old man. You kind of like, I think sort of being a grumpy curmudgeon would have a lot of appeal.
Yeah. You can just, you see it more as a natural evolution rather than a...
Yeah. Look, I'm just not going to deal with any nonsense, thank you. Yeah. what's the general gist on Grampy Rabbit's Boatyard, mate? We're back on the river.
Look, we open with Pepper and George going about to embark on a trip with Granddad Pig on his little boat.
Betsy, so, is it? Betsy's boat? I can't remember. Is Betsy his boat or is it something else?
Is that his parrot?
Oh, maybe. I always thought the boat had a name, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, it's probably not super important.
No.
But yeah, it's... they're about to head off on a boat ride, and Grandpa Pig reverses his boat back into a mooring post.
Yeah, just after it was called out as well.
He saw it. He knew it was there. He hit it anyway.
Yeah. the hubris was sort of eking off him a little bit there.
He did go that delightful shade of red that the pigs do.
Yeah.
His boat sinks. And after a very embarrassing rescue with... from his good friend, his best friend, Granddad Dog, we end up getting his boat repaired in a boatyard owned and operated by none other than Grampy Rabbit.
Yeah. So you sort of get the triple banger of the three kind of elderly statesmen of the Peppa universe. Sorry?
Not too long after we've been introduced to Grampy Rabbit.
No, so well, I think it was, they kind of went, let's get Brian Blessed back. And, why wouldn't you? So I don't know whether he came in, did it all in one hit and it was all planned ahead, or whether they brought him back pretty quick smart. But
I like to think that he occasions a pub down the road from the studio and they just get him in.
Just drag him out of the front bar. And he's got the, sort of the big red nose, and they just sort of put him in the booth and let him go to town.
Yeah.
I think that would be quite nice. I mean, just from the boat point of view, like my parents have a boat, quite a big boat, and we take it out on fishing trips and things like that. And I have to say, like the sort of the bringing the boat in and out is pretty much the most nerve wracking thing that you can do on a big boat. And it's kind of, it's the way that theirs is, it's got, you know, like a jetty that it's on, and but it's quite a small space that you've got to get the boat in, considering the boat size. It's almost like you've got to parallel park it, and we have to have a person on the front and the back with these sort of pads that you, you know, in case you bump into something to take the pressure off the thing. And it's I was getting a few kind of like, I've been on the boat when things haven't quite gone right, and you smack the side of the boat into something, and yeah. And it's just, you know, like my dad's always kind of like, oh, you know, you should learn how to drive the boat and bring them. I'm just like, I don't think I could handle that kind of pressure. I think it would just break me, and I'd be like Grandpa Pig, like at the bottom of the ocean, the river just sort of, the boat sinks just enough so you don't drown with the boat, but you have to stand there humiliated in the water.
Yeah, I was on a weekend with some friends, and we had among us a new boat owner who'd only hadn't had his boat very long, and sort of ummed and ahed when he was putting it in and forgot to put the back bungs in.
Yeah.
And they said, oh, we just got to pull back out so I can put the bungs in. But he pulled back out, but forgetting that he'd undone the winch rope and dropped it on the on the boat ramp. So yeah, we
I saw that. We went when I was at Mallacoota one year. They've got the jetty where you back the boats in off the thing, and we were waiting to go in, back the smaller boat in, because it sounds ridiculous, the bigger boat, the smaller boat. This is just the boat that they take away on holiday. And there was, you know, the one in front of us, whatever they were trying to do, they'd absolutely stuffed it, and the boat just fell off the trailer, and it was just sitting on effectively where they drive the car in, you know, a long way away from the water, which actually kind of happens up here, and we'll get to that. So you're right. So Grandpa Pig does manage to sink the boat just in time for Grandpa Dog to get his gloat on, which is very, he deliciously revels in it. So much so that they have to, like you mentioned, establish that they are the very best of friends.
Oh, there's a couple of things here. One, like initially Granddad Dog doesn't realize that Grandpa Pig has sunk, because he sort of just looks like he's just standing in the water.
Yeah.
And he's going, where's your boat? And he goes, well, it kind of sank a little bit.
He's just like, oh, this is delicious. You know,
I knew it was coming, and when they were barking and oinking at each other, I actually said it along with them, like, Grandpa Pig and Granddad Dog are very best friends.
Yeah, there's a lot of water on the bridge between these blokes. I know we've stipulated that they're probably old war mates, and Grandpa Pig probably was his superior officer at some point, and really probably relied on Grandpa Dog to get him through a lot of stuff.
Yeah, he's definitely from the pompous officer class.
Yeah, absolutely. So. But he does offer him a tow, because he's got the tow truck, and he gets the boat out of the water, and they take the old tow truck down to down to Grumpy Rabbit's boatyard. So this is kind of, I guess, Grumpy Rabbit's, I don't know, post-retirement gig, I guess. Maybe a bit of a hobbyist, I think, maybe.
So at least he's obviously not on the lighthouse anymore.
No, he's giving up the lighthouse.
So I don't know whether this is what he operates in, is like on his shore leave or...
Well, not to jump too far ahead, I think he's... hobbies and extra things get a little more elaborate as the series go on as well. So
true, but there are some very good moments in this boatyard. And look, it even starts when, like, they, because at this point the boat's on a trailer getting towed into the boatyard, but this is, you know, the animation, even like as it goes through the gate, like the flag just pings off the top of the gate, like just goes doing off the top. And I'm just like, this is not something that Peppa Pig would have done even a season ago.
Yeah.
So we get there, and Grumpy Rabbit looks at the hole and says, "Oh," and this is so great. Granddad dog says Grandpa Pig says somebody stole
the boat. Yeah. Oh no, he says to him like, "Oh, who stole your boat?" He doesn't correct him. I think that maybe even Grampy Rabbit, because you shouldn't let somebody else, you know, sink your boat. And we're just like, yes, let's go with that. Maybe I'm wrong.
I think he said like somebody managed to put a hole in it, like, you know. And then he Grampy goes off, oh, somebody must have stole it. But he sort of, yes, somebody is me.
let's just go with that. But he seems to be quite assured that he can, you know, he has a look at, there's a great big bloody hole in it, and he's assured that he thinks that he can, you know, he can correct it and things. And there's quite a funny bit where he says, oh, you know, I can fix that hole, no problem. You know, I've spent years... Yeah, it takes years to learn how to fix boats or whatever. And then somebody says, "Oh, how long have you been doing it?" He just goes, "Years." Like he just
it is the best line reading ever. Yeah. It's so ambiguous. It's like, does he mean like, you know, I've just started doing this?
I've done the bit. I've just hit the minimum requirement. Yeah. 2 years is years. Yeah, like.
Yeah. If you even say 1.1 years.
Yeah. Yes. You can't. That still counts. As long as I can pluralize it, it's fine. So he goes over to this sort of glorious, like, pile of scrap and crap that Grampy Rabbit's got in the boatyard, and he's essentially... Well, before he even gets to repairing the boat, he basically shows off a submarine that he's built. They kind of have this detour where he's like, "Oh no, I've built this submarine." I'm going, "Oh," and I'm sure that probably comes up in future episodes. I don't recall seeing an episode where he drives a submarine, but I bet they're in there
Pepper
somewhere.
Pepper calls it garbage, it a heap of garbage, and he says, "No, garbage is good for making things. I made this submarine," and then you have this glorious moment where he lifts this pretty awesome looking junk submarine into the water, and he goes, "It's very good at going down. But it doesn't come back up."
That's all it can do, yeah. So it's essentially...
It just fills with water, yeah.
It's essentially a death trap, yeah. And you can see the water. If you look really closely, you can actually see the water go into the window as well. So it's not just... it's not just a sinking thing. But he goes back to the junk pile and pulls out a washing machine and declares that this is going to be a great piece of metal to fix the boat. And there's a very nice pompous bit where his grandpa is like, "You can't use a washing machine to fix my boat."
Fix my boat.
But apparently you can. You've just got to rivet it on. I'm sure you've done
it. It is rough as guts how he does it.
Well, I was going to say, like, you're a lot handier than I am. I'm sure you've probably done a bit of welding or something in your time. And you seem to be a little bit haphazard with the technique.
Yeah. No, that's pretty average stuff. but it's perfect for like what you'd expect. Like and then, the payoff is that they go take the boat, slide it down a dry dock.
Yeah, which is exactly what, you know, happened when I saw those people's boat fall off the trailer. I was going to say, that's exactly what it looked like, except I think it even might have fallen on its side when it fell off it when I saw it, but it was like, oh my God. But
Pete's just managed to just land on the back of it and just, you know, put a hole in the back. But yeah, it's more or less the same. Yeah, it certainly didn't just slide into the water. Then Grampy Rabbit does a dashing dash and jumps in the boat as well, and off they go.
And then he exclaims that he's surprised that it works. He kind of goes, "Oh, it doesn't usually work the first time."
Time, I know, it's so good.
And it looks like they're actually out of the open sea this time too. They're not even in the river, so I don't know what they would have done if they'd sunk again.
Yeah, I don't think Granddad Dog's crane was going to help there. And so they, once they're all happily out on the water. What better way to finish the episode? But out comes the banjo.
Oh, yeah. And he's a lefty as well. I don't know if he was a lefty in the last one. I'll have to go back and check. But
I think he was, and I just told you that he probably wasn't really. Yeah. Yes.
They're not real people, as you said before. We get a little bit more of Grampy Braddock's sort of sea shanty 12-bar blues sort of... Da-na-na-na-na. Sat on the sea...
When it finishes with that song too, and Beanie was sitting with me and she goes, "That's a terrible song."
But if you do have Brian Blessed singing it, it does elevate it.
Yeah, they get, and when it goes out, in the credit, Pepper and stuff sing along with it as well. And yep. And they're singing, well, I don't know, deliberately off key.
It might just need a little tune, the banjo or whatever, you know, whatever.
Yeah. It's very good stuff.
It's very good stuff. But again, it's there aren't any real lessons to learn in this one either. It's really just that's the play between the sort of the cantankerous old people and you know, you just play to the strengths, really. You just get a little bit of things for them to antagonize about and you're good to go.
Yep. It's, yeah. It's good times.
Good times. Well, excuse me, before we, yeah, so I mean, the tricky one is that the next on the list that we're supposed to be doing is Shake, Rattle and Bang, which we've already done before. So the question is we'll have to figure out in the production meeting, which would, you know, whether we do it again or we do the revisit or whether we jump ahead, which is the next episode, which is Champion Daddy Pig, which is probably, which looks great as well. So it's like, what do you do? Oh. Do you go back to your favorite one and revisit one you've already done, or do you just jump ahead because you can see some gold right in front of you? So if anybody has any opinions one way or the other, maybe, you know, feel free to go on the socials. Although for some reason, inexplicably, the Peppa Pig Facebook page has currently been banned on Facebook. And I can't quite figure out why. I did post an episode or two to another Peppa Pig like social page, and maybe we got accused of spamming. That's the only thing I can think of. But for whatever reason, Mark Zuckerberg has shut down the pipe. Apparently they're saying it's temporary, so I'm hoping in the next week or so our ban will be lifted. But if you're looking for our Facebook page, that's where it is. So maybe get us on Twitter if anybody wants to know.
Perhaps they think we're one of those sort of like
edgelord Peppa Pig kind of.
It does. Occasionally the kids will find something on that's managed to get through the kids' YouTube algorithm. And they'll show me something that's a bit like nothing that is like seriously distasteful, but something that's a bit off, like some Peppa thing that's a bit off. And they're like, "Dad, look at this," because they know it winds me up.
Yeah, well, I'll occasionally get somebody who'll be like, "Oh, have you seen this?" I'm just like, it's
awful.
That's not what we do. But anyway, we'll work through that. But thank you everybody for listening. We'll work out. You'll find out next week whether we do Shake, Rattle and Bang again, or whether we jump straight to Champion Daddy Pig. But let us know if you know we are on Twitter, or you can get in touch with
us
there.
Feel free to weigh in.
And we'll see you next time. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you, Josh, and good night, my little piggies.
Peppa Pig and Danny Dog and Freddy Fox and Will.